the heck is that? I'm coming. I'm coming. Chill, chill. Oh, man, these guys. No, yo, if I'm laying down, God, I'm chill. My
Coach's Challenge Podcast. Challenge the calls.
Carl, that looked like a Phoenix Suns jersey for a second there, bro.
Nah, man, it's Knicks. Knicks all day, boy.
Yo, what I look
square like? Space. Square space.
Like? Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's the square space.
Your Embiid jersey.
Square space.
Your Embiid jersey is on the way, though.
Hell no.
Is that a Randall? Is that a Randall jersey?
Hell no.
So why not get a Randall jersey?
I wish it was a Randall jersey. This one's RJ Barrett.
No, but your Embiid one is on the way because Randall didn't become a starter.
Yeah,
that's nice. I didn't make that bet.
Yo, Carl,
I just came out yesterday. So.
Yo, what's up?
To give props to Julius Harris. I mean, to you, Julius Randle.
Julius Harris.
He fucked his name up. You see, he couldn't.
Yo, how you disrespect him? Why you trying to give him
props? Listen, I'm gonna give him props.
No. There's something in H's DNA where he just can't give anybody in a New York Knicks jersey any love without being disrespectful.
That's crazy, y'all. I don't even want to hear the rest of that sentence, bro. I don't even want to hear it, man.
No. Check it out. You're gonna want to hear this now. To give props to Julius Randle for making the All-Star game, I will donate $50 towards his jersey that you're gonna buy.
Oh,
you is that an extra $50? Because you already owe me $50.
No, that's the 50. Yeah. That's the 50 towards the Randall jersey.
Man. Yeah, the Cavs lost, man.
By the way, Cleveland four games in the playoff in the first, second, and third round.
Well, I'm just glad I didn't bet more money.
Said. I said, really, Cleveland four games each in the playoffs, the playoff weeks of fantasy basketball.
Really?
Oh, you already looking that far ahead?
Oh, that's why you said that. Damn, Meg's already counted. Jesus Christ.
That's it. I'm going to go. I'm a second round exit.
Yo, my dude's.
Actually,
which league are you talking about? Yo, Migs, you actually doing good this year, bro.
Migs,
I gotta give you your respect, bro.
Listen, fellas.
You ain't a trash team this year, bro.
Let me explain something to all of you guys. Anything that you do does not matter. The only thing that matters in basketball, specifically for basketball, only two things that matter. Injuries, trying to avoid them, and schedule. Does not matter who you have.
Yo, Migs.
Nah. If you have a good team, schedule, you might be able to beat the schedule, bro. Yo, right. Last week I played against Ronald. I had 10 more players than Ronald. Ronald beat me like crazy, bro.
You had 10 more players than Ronald, and he beat me, bro. I almost won,
but Steph Curry got sick. But that proves
Migs's point because sick is considered an injury. If he wasn't sick, you would have won.
Yeah, but I'm trying to tell you that I had the schedule advantage nonetheless.
But you didn't have the injury advantage. That still counts.
He said I did.
You just said you would have won. I had one injury. But that's still an injury.
He had like 10, and that's a big injury.
That's your first pick injury.
Yeah, 10, bro. Bro, most of his players were PPDs and INJs, bro, and he still beat me, bro.
Carl, let's be real. The reason why he
had like the San Antonio plays, he had a lot of the Texas plays.
Yeah, and that schedule, he had a good schedule.
Like he had a bad schedule.
No, but you said he had. But then also, he had something that's not going to happen again. Like that, you every when you play fantasy, every now and then your role players are going to go off if they're
role players. All his players are main players, bro. And yo, Lamar, so are you in LLC?
No, I'm not in LLC. But if it,
okay,
all this,
yo, I'm gonna tell you his team in LLC, bro. Yo, Ronald's team in LLC is scary, bro. I'm not even gonna lie, bro. I don't get scared that easily, but I got scared of his team. Come on, man.
Yo,
his team is scary, bro. It's scary, man.
This, right? You're recording this, right?
Yeah. Record this and send it to Ronald.
No. He got Brogdon. He got Brogdon on his team.
Okay.
He got Malik Beasley, who's like averaging like 30. He got Powell from Toronto, who's also averaging like a good 20, 30. He got Jimmy Butler. He got DeAndre Ayton. He has Nikola Jokic. Yo, he has White and he has DeMar DeRozan, bro.
Yeah, okay.
Those are good seven players that beat like 10 of my players, bro.
Okay, yes. But then you said you had the schedule advantage, but like you just literally said you would have won if Steph Curry wasn't sick.
Yeah, because I had 10 more plays than him, bro.
But what Migs said is the thing that is a factor is both schedule and injuries. You only had schedule on your side.
And I had injuries on my side too, bro. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
But he had
mad people out. Brogdon was out. Malik Beasley was out. Because remember, like, a lot of those Texas games got postponed because of the weather conditions.
Yeah.
So he missed multiple games from those players, bro. That's what I'm trying to explain to you.
You have to remember.
He had way more PPDs and way more injuries than I did. I had a way better schedule than him. And he still beat me, bro.
But you have to remember, LOC has more players available to
play. Yeah, he does, even though
you had the schedule. You know, he's still
and Curry. Curry's your top player, bro.
And it dilutes.
Did he lose his top player?
It dilutes the players.
He lost a bunch of top players, bro.
I don't know why.
As long as he had Jokic,
my worst team.
Yeah.
And for some strange reason, I'm in fourth.
LOC by far was my worst drafted team.
It was my horrible draft.
But you know, but the thing is, like, I don't know. It was the first draft. And on top of that, like, I always be paranoid that people are going to copy my drafts. So, like, for the first draft, I definitely try to troll it and be serious a little bit. And so that ended up shooting me in the butt.
You know,
because even Harold, Harold was telling me,
Harold,
oh, you dropped
scary in LOC.
Harold, in the beginning of the season.
I'm like, hold on for a second. Did I tell you? I lost AD. I looked at this team and I said, "You don't need AD. This man got Levine. This man got all the stars.
My teams don't get like the little assists, the little like steals. What is it? Steals, blocks. My team doesn't get the little stats like that. But
you're a scoring team, bro.
Yeah, I decided this year to go with a lot of points, man. I feel like in
LOC that's a good strategy. It's not a good strategy anywhere else. Like, you can't win with that strategy in NBA. NBA, you're gonna lose.
Yo, Migs. Migs, let me ask you. You always count the schedules and all that, and that's why you say me and John are gonna
not always.
How often does that always
count it? I've only been applying that strategy for the last 2 years, and the last year I went back to the finals. So because
of that strategy.
Yes.
Okay, so. I mean, I'm just saying because obviously none of us knew the schedule coming up.
That strategy does not work, bro.
We just happen to be musical chairs.
Migs have been implementing that strategy 2 years now. Me and Simon, we were looking at that strategy for 5 years now, bro. And after year three,
because Simon came in with that strategy, and then Jonah picked it up right away.
Yeah,
and
Me and Simon, we've been talking about it. Like, you know, like there's some stuff that I strategize about. I'm not gonna put it on the chat because, like, you know, I ain't trying to give everybody, like an advantage or whatever. But here in this situation,
right now, the chosen few. If this goes out to public, everybody, you know,
fantasy basketball
will get more competitive by 500% all around nationwide.
I'm cutting some of this out. I'm leaving it for myself.
Yeah, but to be honest, bro, it really does not work because like when your whole strategy is to worry about the schedule in the playoffs, you end up picking players that don't do that well in the regular season, and so then it becomes very hard for you to get into the playoffs.
I do not have to worry about that because I am a thing called good.
Okay, Migs, you were not going to make it to the playoffs last year, bro. Like, I guaranteed that. I guaranteed that, bro. Like, yo.
Last year, I just got screwed because I shouldn't have picked Draymond Green in the third round.
Okay, yeah, whatever it is.
That's right, I'm just saying, you can't.
That was my fault.
All I'm saying is.
And Cat was kind of bad, too, Cat. Come on.
On the low in LOM, I'm on the come up.
Yo, you got a good team in LOM.
I am on the come up. But look, you gotta understand. I took all the players that none of y'all wanted. I took all the players that have
the same thing too.
In LOM.
In LOM thing too.
In LOM.
Yeah, because
I'll name a couple of players that nobody wanted.
I'll tell you all my players that nobody wanted. You know what I'm gonna
Harold, win? Remember, I was first picking LOM.
Hold on. You know what?
So you got to pick who you wanted.
Yeah, but I'm saying on the back end when I got to
it's
trying to say something.
I caught in the second round Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
In LOM, out of all the leagues in LOM, you're not supposed to catch a Russell Westbrook in the second round.
You know why you caught Russell Westbrook in the second round? Uh-oh. Because I knew he didn't have back-to-backs. Now he's playing back-to-backs. But, like, I knew that. So I was avoiding him because of that.
My team is on the come up, man.
All right, now what?
Carl caught a big loss right there. I mean, a big loss of points.
I'm really not worried about it because you don't get a prize for being the top team in LOM.
No, you don't.
There's no incentive for me to be number one just for me to like, you know, pat my shoulder or give myself a pat on the back. But I'm really not worried about it. I think like most games I'm gonna have at least five or more categories that I'm gonna win.
Speaking of which, I think I'm gonna lose to Carl this weekend. FBA.
Oh yeah, you gonna lose, boy.
Like as soon as the week started, I saw this nigga has 10 more people than me like playing. I looked, I was like available.
No, I don't.
The first day of our matchup.
No, I don't, bro. Yes, it's kind of close.
No, the first day of our matchup, you know, he had a whole roster. You know who I had? Dame. That's it. I had Dame. He had a whole fucking lineup.
Let me see.
Crazy, bro. Right now, Henry has. Seven more players.
I got three more players than you.
For right now.
Do I have more players playing than you today? Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I have a person out.
By the way, Lamont, what the fuck?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
In FBA. I'll explain to you.
I'm bringing him back to earth.
The moment, what's his name, he hasn't seen me yet. Once CJ got injured, my schedule went to shit. And then when I set my schedule for the week. One week I set it, and then it reset because somebody else got injured, and I picked up somebody.
Did not know that.
I was so fucking pissed. And then I did it again, and it put Harden on the bench, and I was like, "Yo, fuck this auto thing." So ever since then, I've been having to do it myself.
Yeah, because, bro. I haven't had that issue
with FBA. For FBA, I've only had to adjust like once when I've done it. But for FIBA, when I do it, I literally have to recheck the shit because every time I've done it, it's like, why the fuck is Harden on the bench and fucking Brunson on my fucking starting lineup instead?
Nah, but no lie, Lamont. You got the best team.
In what?
In FBA.
I don't.
Yeah, bro. Your team is beast, bro. But you know what? You've had the healthiest team also.
And what team? And what league?
In NBA.
NBA.
Oh, Lamont?
Yeah.
My only issues were on the 76ers.
Nah, he's missing Drew Holiday.
No, but Drew Holiday, but that's recent. But that's recent. Drew Holiday.
Yeah, that's recent.
Drew Holiday. And all of my injuries have been COVID related.
Lamont hasn't faced a good team yet.
Yeah, but
what are you talking about? I faced a few good teams. What are you talking about?
Nah, you haven't faced a good
fantasy
team.
Fantasy Universal.
Alex's team is destroyed right now.
Alex wasn't hurt when I played him. What are you talking about?
FBA.
Lamont. Was it?
No.
No, he looked hurt.
FBA's irrelevant.
Lamont. Yeah, you played a good team this week.
Lamont.
FBA's irrelevant. Listen. Dark side is gonna win FBA, bro. I beat Dark Side by a lot, bro. I understand that call. But have you seen my team, bro? Yeah, I've seen your team. Jonah's team can't do nothing to my team, bro.
And I think Jonah's the one who beat me, right?
The thing about Jonah's team is that Jonah's team has every dude. There's no weakness in Jonah's team. And he has a
what do you mean? I could see a weakness right there.
Look over Jonah's team.
His team is not special, bro.
All right, Jokic. He has, okay, Jokic. Great.
Okay, and that's it, bro.
Oh, really?
That's it.
Oh,
really? Kyrie doesn't play every game. That's a big disadvantage.
But you also have, as a backup to that big three, Raquan Holmes.
Yeah, he was injured.
Raquan Holmes is not playing a starting or a major key factor in your team. Raquan Holmes is just doing the garbage work. He's like, yo, whatever he could give you is extra to what Jokic and Sabonis could give you.
So he could win rebounds.
All right, but let's go to the guards. Let's go to the guards, though. That's the problem. He's got a combination.
I still feel like I could beat him in rebounds.
Hold on. He's got right now a combination of Ball and Rozier. Those are two of the three people that are balling right now for Charlotte.
All year long,
and he's got free reign.
And guess what?
But wait. On top of that, right? This is his backup, Kyrie Irving.
Okay. Miggs, listen to me.
And
then guess what?
He has a backup, Kobe White.
Listen, Jonah does have a beast.
He has a good team.
He's not at the level that Miggs is, most improved player, bro. I mean, Miggs is going off the schedule. Miggs is going off the schedule at the end. But Jonah still does have a good team, though.
Bro, Miggs, listen to this. I beat Jonah's team without Drummond and without Ja. Without Drummond and without Ja, boy.
I beat that team, bro.
Without Drummond and without Ja, you beat Jonah, bro.
Without Drummond and without Ja, I get that, and you beat him too, bro.
You talk about rebounds. Giannis got me rebounds. Drummond got me rebounds. I got PJ Washington for rebounds.
Let me ask you something.
Julius Randle. I forgot about Julius Randle, bro.
How you forget about spin move?
Yo, Carl got a crazy team too.
Carl got a crazy team too.
I'm just saying, Carl.
But I don't think he got one of the top teams.
I don't think Jonah has one of the top teams.
I haven't seen a team that I'm scared of yet.
The New York Knicks. I agree with that, me too.
I think right now, it's
anybody's game. I don't even know if Oladipo's going to come.
I like my chances too. I haven't seen that team that I'm like, oh shoot, Carl, I love my chances. Yo, you see how I talk about Ronald and LOC? I don't see nobody like that in NBA.
Is that H officially does?
Yo, Harold, didn't I beat you in NBA too?
I don't think we played each other. You're confusing it for the Knicks bet.
We ain't played yet.
You're confusing the Knicks bet, bro. Come on.
We ain't played yet.
We ain't played yet. I haven't played you. I haven't played Ron. I haven't played Migs. Did I play Migs?
Yeah, you did.
Wait, Carl, you said you have that many more people playing than me. I already have my whole lineup set up. You have a whole six more players.
You beat me. Right you now. Beat me on that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Week one.
Week one. I knew I was going to lose. I mean, it is what it is.
I haven't played Harold yet.
But Carl, like I said, you have a whole six more people than me.
That I lost to, Ron to by play one.
Your lineup, your whole lineup isn't set yet, bro.
Yes, it is. I set up my lineup.
Well, I'm looking at it right now.
I lost to Bocat and Ron. Not,
my whole lineup is already set for the week. I only have 24 people. You have 30.
You know what redeemed me?
And it was like that from the beginning. Carl, the two people that you see that aren't on my lineup right now that look like they're eligible to play are injured. Grant can't play.
No, I mean, I may have a better schedule than you this week. Like, I'll give that to you. That's fine. But yeah. I only have three more players than you right now as we speak. But it's a lot.
But Carl, it's a big deficit, bro. But Carl, you said three more players, and I'm beating you by like 100, bro. And what was our day one? What was our day one? I had Dame Lillard, and that was it. You had a whole lineup.
You had Dame play back-to-back, bro.
Come on, time out. Come on. How is Dame literally supposed to stop a whole fucking lineup, okay? He's not going to give me that much production to stop a whole lineup.
Yo, why you didn't have nobody? I thought you had two players. Yo, my
Yahoo's no, after it was a PP, it was a PPD. And my second player, if he played, was Doug McDermott. Who's doing well, but that's not gonna help. All right, hold up. Let me explain to you. I didn't have a whole lineup.
I had four.
Hold on. Let me tell Carl something real quick. Go ahead. My fault. I told you I didn't play Ron or none of you guys, but I did lose. I did lose to Ron and Bocat. But then you know what redeemed me after that? You know what made them not troll me was because the next week after that, I beat Alex. Remember? And he had the top team at that time. He had the best team, I think, with top record. So nobody was talking because I beat Alex.
Really?
Yes. I lost to Bocat and I lost to Ron.
In what league?
In FBA.
Shout outs to Bocats and Ron.
Exactly.
Honestly.
But then I beat Alex.
Did I lose to?
I lost to Alex.
I can lose to Carl. Even if I lose to Carl.
I beat Alex, and he had the best record.
I lost to Bush Kingston.
No, he didn't have the best record because I still have the best record. I haven't lost the best record.
Well, he had one of the best. I think he had the best record in Carl's division, in the South.
He wasn't division leader. He wasn't division leader. Okay. He hasn't been division leader in like a minute, bro.
Well, I think he had I think his record was good at that time. I think he was like 5-2 or something.
Yeah. Now he's now his team is trash.
I know he had one of the best records.
I've been number one in my division for the longest, bro.
Yeah, but I'm okay with losing this. I think I'm still going to be number one even.
Nah, I mean, it's good. It's good.
Nah, you're not. How can you be number one if you lose to me?
It's good at the
We're going to have the same record, bro, and I'm going to have a tiebreaker.
You going to be 8-2? You going to be 8-2?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No.
And Jonell might be 8-2 too, so you probably drop to 3.
Jonell might be up, might be above because he's the only person who beat me so far.
Yo, H.
I might be two. He's gonna be number one.
I'm number one, B.
Who's gonna be number one?
I'm number one in FIBA right now.
We're talking about FBA.
You're number one in FIBA?
It makes no sense. It makes no sense that Migs is number one in FIBA and I beat FIBA. Yo, you did something with the thing, man. You cheated, bro.
You're number one in FIBA?
I beat Migs in FIBA and we're tied. How are you number one in FIBA, bro? I should be number one in FIBA, bro.
No wonder you dropped Danny like nothing, and you said, "Man, fuck that! I don't need that." That's a casualty.
Like right now, bro, I'm in the middle of math, putting out fires, working and shit. Man, you're gonna make me take time on this.
Oh, Migs.
But we got the same record.
Simon is giving it to you in FIBA, bro.
That's what I'm saying. I'm gonna lose because
you definitely gonna lose number one, man. I'm gonna take it back. I'm gonna take my throne back, bro.
Look, listen, I've known,
and I'm gonna take it back in LOM too.
Listen, you know what?
I got the tiebreaker in FIBA.
So I love being the underdog.
I got a threat.
Me in the middle will put me towards the end of a playoff bracket because if I go in, that's when I do damage. Number one comes with too much fucking BS, man. Too much involved. I don't know why you're gonna play a hot team,
and you don't not necessarily, bro. Not in FIBA, bro. Not in FIBA.
I think
in other leagues, but in FIBA, bro. I don't know. That eighth team doesn't look too good. It doesn't usually look good.
No, I love my chances in every
20 league. Players. There's 20 fucking teams in that league. The 18,
and 8 to 15 all the same team, bro. I'm telling you, in FIBA, it's usually like 4 or 5 teams that are good, and then everybody else is trash.
I know.
Because there's not even much that you can draft. Yo, you get really lucky when players fall to you.
Yeah, but come on, man.
Bad, you can't come back.
I've never been at the bottom of FIBA. There's something you have to see the pattern here. You have to see a pattern here.
Nah, bro. Yo, Harold, don't even give out the secrets, man, because I've unlocked FIBA. Because, like, you see me where I'm at now. I figured it out.
That's
I hated FIBA last year.
I already had saying that. All right, Carl's going to be 15th. Like, Carl's going to be 12th, maybe top. Maybe he'll get to 12th, maybe 10th.
Yeah, bro.
If Carl had an amazing year, he's going to be 10th place.
I figured it out FIBA, bro.
Your problem.
Look, you ever see a pattern of who the bottom seeds are in every league this year?
Yo, I figured out FBA.
Trash.
I know the FBA Simon. Strategy.
Simon is at the bottom of every.
I
kind of
have LOM. Yo, I messed up on LOC, bro. But I'm gonna be good in LOC next year. I know what I'm supposed
to do. In LOC. Let me see.
Yeah, I know what I'm supposed to do. I messed up in LOC this year.
I hope you get in no playoffs.
You're ninth, so
that looks like
bro. You had to fight to get tonight, bro.
Ain't nobody sleeping on you.
I came back from 14, bro.
Okay.
Exactly. So you on the up and up.
Yo. So we had a nice little fantasy recap. Now let's actually get to what we came here for.
Let's get to business, bro.
Let's do this.
Shout out to
we got
for not being around and not saying anything about it.
Whose crib we at?
I let y'all heathens into my place. I got wings, but this is for me though, so y'all can watch me eat my wings. All right. So yeah,
I love it. Philadelphia.
Yeah. So as we stated early in the pod, you already know who the starting lineup is for the All-Stars. Well, the eligible players, because they still haven't done their little draft yet. But we have LeBron James, because it's Team LeBron versus Team KD, correct? Yes. And then we have Giannis, Bradley Beal, Steph Curry, Luka, Joel Embiid, Kyrie, Jokic, and Kawhi. Now, who did we say should be in the starting lineup that isn't here? I think
Booker made it.
Yeah, but he came in as a reserve because Anthony
as
Davis.
A reserve. Yeah.
Yeah, because Anthony Davis
so
is
props
interested.
To him. Props yeah. to him.
But like
Mr. Miggs is here.
Lamont
is here. Let me just first of all, before we even get shout out to the Chicago Bulls, Zach LaVine.
I'm glad he got
finally
it.
Finally gained the respect that he is due. You guys are thinking about
it. I go next.
Miggs
should have been a starter, but it's all good. It's all
Miggs,
good.
Too bad. Too bad. I'm reading reports that the Bulls are still questioning whether they should build around LaVine or not. What are your thoughts?
Look, listen, don't worry about none of that.
We're not here for that right now.
The man is balling, and he should be an all-star, and he's representing the city of Chicago. Big ups to Zach LaVine. But you know who the biggest to me, who was the biggest person? It wasn't Devin Booker. And I still don't count the fact that Devin Booker right now just got picked, you know, on a back doorway where like, all right, look, we know that you're going to get in because Anthony Davis ain't going to play, obviously, in the All-Star game. No. He should have gone in on a merit, and somebody else should have had to deal with all that backdoor into the All-Star game thing.
But who dare you,
and I will respect that. I will respect that. Hold on. I will respect that. That you know, like, even though Chris Paul has been doing a good season, Chris Paul is not the reason why they're 20 and 10. It's Devin Booker.
Listen, my thing
has to be Chris Paul. Bro, before Chris Paul came, they've been a lottery team, bro.
Yeah, I like Devin Booker.
Devin Booker has been putting up similar type numbers
over Devin Booker.
If we're talking about the players currently right now, of course I'm going to pick Devin Booker in terms of like an overall, like I want to say scoring option. But if you're talking about like who helped with the like win total more, it's still Chris Paul. Mix. Do you remember last year? Do you remember last year? What team he was on? Oh, with OKC. How is OKC doing right now?
I understand all of what you're saying. However, I would strongly argue that Devin Booker has done, you know, as much, if not more, for the Phoenix Suns in terms of competitiveness. Especially from last season in the bubble to now.
I'll give you last season in the bubble.
Added a solid thing, but you can't tell me with the team that they have that they can't just insert a Ricky Rubio, which they had actually last year, to just kind of be the captain on the floor and have everybody else just going. Mikal, everybody else is balling, but everybody else goes through.
Why are they balling?
They do have a good mix.
Devin Booker.
Why are they balling?
You know what I'm really surprised about? But hold on for a minute. Devin Booker's in it.
Kyle Bridges is balling this year. This is a breakout season.
Yes. You know who the biggest snub of this whole All-Star?
Yo, Mix, stick.
Sabonis?
I agree. Sabonis is a snub.
Nah. Check this out.
No.
Check this out, Lamont. I don't understand how James Harden did not make the All-Star starters. You know, because I guess it's because, you know, they didn't want three Brooklyn Nets on it. I don't understand why, because they have a good record.
It's based on voting. I believe it was the friction
as well. Because if you look at it, Kyrie was also low considering where he normally ends up in his All-Star selection for votes. I think it's just how we thought Kyrie might be moved to the reserve because of his negative press over the past like few years. I think the negative stuff that happened with James Harden in Houston on his exodus from Houston also moved him to the reserve role, because I honestly thought that he would have been over Bradley Beal at least for the East. But
that's why that's why this fan voting thing is not good, because Harden straight up got snubbed out of a starting
At least he made it. Like
there are a lot of players.
The Washington Wizards aren't even playing good basketball.
They won their last five out of six games. What do you mean?
Come on,
Bradley Beal's been balling.
They're at the bottom. I can understand Julius Randle, but Bradley Beal as a starter.
Got in because of what he's done before, and yes, he's doing decent now. But his team is trash.
Exactly. That's why I don't understand. Put Harden in there.
What's he doing with his team? You know,
Trae Young made it last year.
Yeah, Trae Young made it last year. But that's
as a reserve.
Yeah, like it depends on your star power and what you do on the court. Like if you're looking at it, like in terms of like numbers wise, Chris Paul isn't having even as good as a season as he did last season, right? But you know what Chris Paul brings to the table and
wins.
And it's still Chris Paul, so he still has a huge fan base. So of course he's still going to make the All-Star game.
I like Chris Paul.
Chris Paul is probably one of my all-time favorite point guards.
I did not expect James Harden not to be a starter. That's crazy.
Yeah, well, I still expect him to be a starter.
He definitely has the stats. That's what I care about.
But he's on the team.
Sabonis is not on the team.
But no, I agree.
That's right now.
But like I said, I agree with Migs.
Harden may have lost a lot of fans.
Mm-hmm.
People who would have typically voted for him, like, you know, the state of Texas is large, and he moved over to Brooklyn, and Brooklyn already has to pick between Kyrie and KD, and the New York fans also have to pick Randle. So, you know, like, you know, that may have decreased his overall votes this year, but
and you have to remember, you know,
we don't have to be worried.
Makes sense.
And you have to remember, like, he had that. He still, even though what's his name? Maury messed this up a little bit. He was on the Houston Rockets, so he also had the backing of China as well. You're forgetting that the Houston Rockets have a huge Chinese fan base. That's why
that voting stuff does not pop, listen, man.
It's B. I'll be honest with you. It's full of BS, and this is why. Because the starters are always going to be voted by the most popular with the fans. All your issues that you're taking care of that applies to the starters. The reserves are not based off of fan voting at all.
Yeah, it's the coaches.
Yeah, it's the coaches. It's
the coaches, and I think like similar like the analysts and sportscasters or whatever.
It's not the fans. It's people that check the numbers.
There's no reason why.
I think the players get to vote.
There's no reason why in 2021 you're not going to have Devin Booker as an all-star. You're not going to select Sabonis as an all-star. There's just no reason. There's no excuse for it.
Who are you putting Devin Booker over? I mean, honestly, I know you feel that.
I'll take Devin Booker over Donovan Mitchell any day.
I'm not putting him over Chris Paul.
Chris Paul, yes. If I'm going to take a Phoenix Sun right now, for the last 2 years, and for the next 2 years, it's going to be Devin Booker.
But the coach isn't going to do that with Devin Booker. The coach isn't going to do that.
Okay, so... Yeah, all right, Migs, you're saying, hold on, Migs, stop.
They're dumb. It's stupid. All right,
Migs.
Bro, I would have started him over Donovan Mitchell.
Who do you want to pick the all-star players? Who do you want to pick the all-star players? Let's address that.
What do you mean, who do you want to pick the all-star players? I'm talking about who wants
to Because you're saying that you don't like the fan system. You don't like the fan system.
It's an all-star game.
Not you. I'm talking about Migs.
You're right, Migs specifically.
You said you don't like the fan system. So who would you rather vote?
Fan system. I said what I said was this is what I'm saying. It's not about the fan system. The fan system, you have to include the fans in it, and I don't have a problem with that. Even though you know, it's basically on who's the most popular, and it's not really on what are the stats they're doing for that year. But
right, so Migs, what is the issue?
Reserves are
Migs,
and the fact that the reserves are. They should take into account certain factors. And there is no factor you're going to tell me that when if you're supposed to choose, come down to it, and you're supposed to select a member of the Phoenix Suns, you're going to tell me, first of all, you're going to tell me that Devin Booker is going to get snubbed over Chris Paul, who just came into the Phoenix Suns, and he's not putting up any crazy stats. I know what the record is, but that being said, look over to the other
side. That's a big thing.
To the East, but look into the East. You don't have anybody right now that's playing. Listen, I'm not saying that Malcolm Brogdon should have deserved an All-Star nod. I'm just saying he should have deserved an All-Star consideration. But Sabonis was supposed to fucking be an all-star.
I'm a Booker fan. Who are you putting Sabonis over? Migs, I'm an on the low Booker fan, right? But I could understand. I didn't even see anything wrong with them putting Chris Paul over Devin Booker because if you look at it this way.
Devin Booker too.
If you look at it this way, though, that roster was practically the same as last season. And all they added was Chris Paul. All you did was put Chris Paul in there, and now they're a top team in the West.
I don't.
So you got to give the man his props, bro.
No, I do not. He did it in Oklahoma City. He's doing it in Phoenix. And this is why. And this is the reason why.
So I don't see nothing wrong with Chris Paul being on the All-Star. I don't even give props. And also, Migs. Let me just say this. The people that I think Carl mentioned this, and he was asking you that, and. I don't think the fans should vote the starters. I don't think the fans should have anything to do with this. I think the same people. I mean, yes, but this is me just, you know, being stubborn. I think the same people that vote for the reserves should vote for the starters because the reserves seem to get it right. I think the reserves, they seem to get it right.
They did that one year. That was the year Embiid was a rookie. Mm-hmm. And Embiid had, like, way more votes than everybody else because he was like, oh, if I get these certain amount of votes, Viana says that she'll date me. Mm-hmm. So mad people voted mm-hmm. for Embiid. I think he finished, like, number three in votes. And mm-hmm. because they had changed the system that year, he was not they did not choose him to be an All-Star. And to be honestly, I don't think that's fun because at the end of the day, the All-Star game,
it's for the fans.
I guess
for the fans, that's not a game that is even played competitively anymore. Mm-hmm. It's really just for show and for entertainment.
Yeah, so but you want the nod. You want the nod.
Right? Yeah, but who are you entertaining? You want the nod, bro. Who are you entertaining at the end of the day?
The people that
you do want to entertain are us. And who do we want to see? If we don't have a vote, then why are we even gonna watch it? So that you could put players like, hold on, Migs, let me finish. So that you could put up players like Sabonis, which most people might consider his game to be boring. They might want to watch a Bradley Beal play as opposed to Sabonis.
It does not matter. The bottom line,
we're talking about the fan voting. We're talking
Forget about the fan voting for a minute.
That's the point that we're in. We're in that topic right now. So we could end that topic. We go into your topic. Go ahead.
Hold on for a minute. Tell me what you guys say about the fan voting so I could, you know, dissect it and understand.
Well, what we're trying to say, you know, we're trying to determine should fan voting be allowed in terms of like determining uh-huh. who the starters should be. Because Hald was saying the same people who pick the reserves should also pick the starters. Now, I gave him some pushback to that, and Lamont also agreed that, you know what, the fans should be involved because the All-Star game is not giving, like, you know, points towards teams to contribute towards, like, the playoffs or the championship. It is strictly for the fun and the entertainment of the fans. And so if it is just for us, then we should be the one that's voting. And if we don't want to see Sabonis and we would rather see Bradley Beal, then, hey, it is what it is.
I agree that the starters
for the fans.
Let the starters do it for the fans. But at the end of the day, with everything, the fans don't know. You know, we're fans of the game, but you have to play still the game. And when it comes to playing the game, you don't need. You know, fans don't manage it.
Bro, there was people that voted for Julius Randle to start.
My thing, yeah, exactly. Like, think about it.
Yeah.
I voted for Colin Sexton.
Crocodile stuff is that?
But you don't know nothing.
But look, but this is what you have to. But Lamont,
it's,
you have don't to know nothing.
But it's not about knowledge, though. Exactly. It's about entertainment.
It's about feeling. I think that
it's
that
about entertainment.
An all-star for
listen,
this
I want to see the best out there. That's entertaining to me.
That's just me.
But look,
everybody has their different opinions.
You know why? You know why, Carl? You know why, Carl?
For me,
you know why?
One at a time.
Hold on for a minute, Lamont. Which is why I respect what Carl said right here. Which is why I say that the starters should definitely be, you know, fan polling how it is now. But the reserves are not based on to the fans. It's actually based on to some actual logical sense. And the way that it should really
I agree
be,
with that.
And the way that it should really be, because at the end of the day, yeah, like the fans shouldn't even vote who should be the coach of the All-Star game. No, that's not up to you.
But they don't.
Just you know, take care of the starters. But everything you still got to play a type of game that we're going to play competitive and win. But here's my problem. The reserves should, you know, at the end of the day, guys, it should not be based on anything except what the stats are for that year. And right now, if you look at what's going on in Phoenix, I'm sorry, Devin Booker should have been picked over Chris Paul. But forget all that. On top of everything,
that's your
opinion,
bro.
You're
gonna
tell me that Ben Simmons is having a better year than Sabonis? Lamont, you're a Philadelphia 76ers, and you can't even say that.
They play different. They play different roles.
Let me come back.
You
at
can't
your
come
point.
Out, but where's Ben
yeah,
Simmons?
Yeah, I can't talk about Ben Simmons.
No, look.
Ben Simmons, but come on, bro. I'm not going to pick you over Sabonis.
No, look.
Just letting you know that right now.
Look, numbers-wise, you're right. Sabonis is definitely having a far better season than Ben Simmons. But That's not who the coach is putting up against when they put, like, yes, Ben Simmons is technically what you would put in the power forward position, right? But he's still listed as a point guard. So when they're doing their whole reserves thing, they're not putting them in the same category. So you have to put Ben Simmons in a category with other point guards. And despite the fact that his numbers may not be relative to, like, Sabonis, you have to put his numbers up against other point guards and the advantage he has up against other point guards. He's still a 6'10 point guard who's still really fast. And so 9 times out of 10, you'd rather him up against an average point guard in the NBA. And that's why Ben Simmons has made it over him.
And that's one point. Hold on. Hold on, Migs.
Isn't this all about entertainment? Isn't this all about just showing the best?
No, that's just the all-star. That's just the starters. That's just the starters. The starters is all about entertainment.
Migs, this is why you can't conflate the two. So we already addressed the starters. We're saying that the... No, conflate. C-O-N-F-L-A-T-E. It's like merging two different arguments at the same time. So you can't put, like, the starters criteria and the reserve criteria at the same. So we know that it's the coaches and
it should,
it's like, you know,
if it's for the fans. Okay,
yeah, but
the fans should be able to vote everybody. It should be popular. Stick to the popular.
Real quick.
Let me say this. Because I haven't gotten to speak about this.
I haven't gotten a point to address my point either. Can I just add on to what Lamont was saying?
I want to rebuttal you, Carl.
I'm not, but all right, go ahead.
Because you're saying I understand the whole fans thing is what they want to see. This game is eye candy for everybody. Feel me? You want to see LeBron, gotcha. KD. You want to see everybody. Ooh, yeah, whatever, right? But the thing about it is when we're talking about these players 10 years from now, or maybe 5 years from now, maybe even 2 years from now, when we're comparing them, and we're checking out their all-star starter, the how many times they appeared in the all-star game, when we're comparing two players, we're threading hairs. So those all-star starting nods and as a reserve, that all matters when we're arguing about these players. So then when we're talking about all-star selections, like, oh yeah, LeBron was a well, I'm not gonna use LeBron, but I'm gonna use somebody like let's say Zion later on. He's been voted a starter 5 years straight. We're gonna say, oh yeah, Zion was just more popular than RJ Barrett or whatever, or at the time, or whatever the case may be. We shouldn't think about the all-star starters.
No, he's just using an example, like if they have something the same that you all-star deserve numbers,
as something that you deserve for because your stats. We're gonna have to look at it as something that they were just popular that year.
Well,
you feel me? So
the people
when we're threading hairs, that's when it matters.
I don't think you thread hairs for Harold.
The people with good stats tend to be popular, bro. So it's not like you.
But then you got people like Harden who have better stats than Bradley Beal.
Okay, yeah,
and doesn't get the starting. So when we're talking about Harden 10 years from now, we're gonna be like, oh damn, he didn't even start in the All Star game.
But they're not even gonna look at it that way.
Exactly.
They're gonna say he had such and such amount of All Star appearances.
However, if we're comparing him to another player,
no one ever says all-star starter versus all-star.
They always go the number of times you hit this all-star game.
They don't do that, bro.
They don't do that anymore. Basically, regardless of how you get to the all-star game, when you can't play the all-star game, it's about who plays the best in the all-star game.
All-star MVPs.
We just agreed that the game is not even competitive. So they still give
all-star MVP.
The game is very competitive. What are you talking about?
Because LeBron makes it competitive.
Not compared to the past.
LeBron made it competitive.
It's very competitive. You know what it is? It's just that the speed of the game. You're looking at it, and you just don't realize the fact that they're just playing around with it like that. In reality, they can do whatever the hell they want. They're the best of the best, the creme of the creme.
Yes. They're the most popular.
The last really competitive All-Star game was Kobe's last healthy season when he went at LeBron and blocked him like 3 times in a row. And yes, that was the last one of the current generation.
I would argue that's not true. I will argue that the last competitive All-Star season is Jordan's last All-Star game.
Is it competitive? Is the new era competitive or not? You can't make both arguments, Migs. What do you say?
You're making two opposite arguments at the same time, right? Mike Jordan just came back, hit the last shot, and that's it. Nobody was trying to play.
Time out, Migs. All right. One, like Carl said.
Shout out to Kobe. May he rest in peace. God damn it. You're disagreeing with yourself, bro.
Just like Carl said, you just disagreed with yourself. And two, yes, that era was the last era.
Arguing against yourself.
That was the last era where every All-Star game is competitive. I agree with you. But what I'm saying is the last All-Star game that was competitive in the quote-unquote modern era was Kobe's last healthy game. The All-Star game hasn't been competitive in between that game with Michael Jordan until that game with Kobe Bryant, because Kobe Bryant knew this was his last healthy All-Star game. So what did he do?
He looked at LeBron
and said, I'm on your bumper the whole night. And Kobe Bryant, at freaking 60 years old for an athlete, went to LeBron and blocked this man 3 times. Not just the chase down block, but up close in his face and blocked his shot. Kobe was on it, and you haven't had that energy in an All-Star game since then. Even before then, since like the, I would say, mid-early 2000s, it hasn't been like that. And it hasn't. It's been a basically just like a lightly competitive pickup game. And like, oh, the lane is open? I'm not jumping in the way. You do your 360 dunk for these fans real quick. You get this half-court alley-oop. And that's all good because we get to see some amazing stuff. But
they barely play defense. No one is really trying to stop. Like towards the end of the game, that's when they really try to be competitive. Like nobody wants to lose. Like when there's like 2 minutes left in the game. But like for that entire 46 minutes, it's like, okay, yeah, who could do the best alley-oops or who could do the best dunk or who could make the furthest 3-point shot? That's not a competitive game. They don't care.
Like 2 years ago, didn't they there was people in the paint and they like got out of the paint so Steph Curry could try a dunk.
Yeah.
Remember?
and you think that's competitive? It's definitely not competitive, bro. Yeah, but we gonna watch it anyway. I'm excited to see, you know, what the dunk contest is gonna look like, what the 3-point shootout is gonna look like. This is the first year that they're having the entirety of all the All-Star segment games in one day. So, you know, like it's not a 3-day event anymore, and we gotta understand with COVID. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it. You know, the players get some time to relax.
How long is the break? Because I feel like having it all in one day, they're gonna need like at least a couple of extra days.
You know what I noticed? I noticed in fantasy how they usually put that one match for 2 weeks. So they did that again this time. So I'm assuming that that means that they're probably going to get some, calendar rest days. Maybe they might get like a week off. And the players definitely deserve it because they have been playing a lot of back-to-back games. It is a shortened season. They came back without like their normal practice routine, without their training, without the summer camp, without the summer league. So like they especially like, you know, teams like the Miami Heat and the Lakers, like they definitely haven't gotten like that opportune time to rest. So if they could get some time off and, you know, complete the rest of the season, I think that would be better for the fans overall and for them too.
Yeah, so you're right. I think you're right about that. I mean, you know, but we'll see. We'll see.
I can't wait to see what Zach LaVine does in All-Star. I need a redonkulous dunk for him. I need him. I need him to dunk on Giannis or some shit.
I think he's gonna do personally.
Yo, Anthony Davis, not Anthony. What's his name? Edwards.
That dunk. Ooh. Oh man, I'm retiring after that. I don't care how young I am. Like I'm not. I can't show my face anymore. I'm taking my NBA salary. I'm going to some country that does like plastic surgery. That's off the board, and I'm getting a new face. I'm changing my identity. I can't be seen in public with that face anymore. Like after he dunked on me like that.
Yo, I was gonna drop Anthony Edwards from my fantasy team, but after that dunk, I was like, you know what?
I'll keep you on for another week. Let me see what you're gonna do.
you're shooting me out of all these games, but that dunk though.
That was bad. That was. I just don't understand. I just don't understand it. Like, you know, like at some point you must understand like what, you know, you can't just jump up lazy night. Like that's like the old school method. You never try to jump up and block somebody that's about to come over and yak if you can't block them. If you can't block them, you're going to be on the poster. That boy, it was just bad.
That's what happened to me, bro. I'm catching you in the air. I don't get it. I'm catching you in the air,
bro. I'm hugging you.
I'm stepping away. I don't get it. Like you play in the NBA, right?
He's already there.
No. You play in the NBA. You have some type of like awareness and stuff like that. Because he was looking at him. When you see an athletic player who you know can jump, take two steps in a sprinting position, you know he about to launch. Sidestep real quick. Take the charge if you want to be in a different type of poster. But no, I'm not jumping. I'm not doing nothing. Exactly. I'm taking a sidestep. As soon as I see anyone like Prime Westbrook, LeBron, once they get two steps and I see that they're going to the basket, you know what I'm doing? I'm doing the sidestep real quick. I'm Matador defense.
Yeah,
go right ahead, my guy. That's on you. You might be
late on it. So the guy like, landed, you know, on if, him. If I see you coming, bro. Yo, I'm definitely hugging you in the air. I'm hugging you in the air. You're not gonna get a chance to make it. Like I'm holding your legs. Like I'm gonna take the fragrance. I'm gonna explain to you.
If I'm late and I can't sidestep out the way, I'm flopping my ass off. So I'm gonna fall down. So I'm like, oh, he got posterized. But once they slow that shit down, I'm like, wait a minute, this guy didn't even touch him. I'm already on the ground. He's jumping. I feel like that's gonna be embarrassing too, bro. I'm sorry. That's less embarrassing. I'd rather be on Shaq than the Fool than be on somebody's mixtape. All right, I'm not gonna be on your freaking ball.
I feel like you're gonna be on both.
No, you're not, because he's not touching me. He's not touching me. I'm dead.
I'd rather be a guy that just backed up and said, let him do his thing.
Exactly.
And if you guys, and if media or
I'm a hug him.
Opinion, if media wants to say he dunked it on me, fine.
Bear hug. You ain't going nowhere.
I'd rather not jump late knowing full well this guy already has the leap over me. And then just fail and get shellacked.
The thing is, it's like, he has a running start. He has more momentum and torque than you do right now going straight up.
Yeah,
why?
Unless you have like a really high vertical, like, yeah, don't even compete, bro. There are some people who would have been able to stop him, but not him.
Yeah, but like you have to know your athletic ability.
It's not about who it was. It's just the fact of what it represented. It was somebody that just had so much hops.
I'm benching myself.
And a guy just jumped late.
I'm benching myself.
Anyway, you're done already when it comes to physics. But then it just plays out where the guy just navigated right into him, landed, and couldn't even land on his feet because he was so like embedded in you. I dunked on you in midair. I would have landed on you, but over you. But hey, look, I couldn't because you was just in my way.
Like I said, I'm benching myself, retiring, getting a new face, new identity. I'm done.
Vince Carter should already be in. Vince Carter did not win a ring. And he never was like the most craziest player in like that league or season, you know, like MVP nomination type shit. But Vince Carter should be in the Hall of Fame.
He dunked over a 7-footer.
And he dunked over a 7-footer. That's it. Put him in the Hall of Fame. You know what? His stats will provide the rest. But right there, That right there, that's Hall of Fame worthy.
KG said, I knew he was crazy right then, because like KG said, I passed him the ball, and then he went up for the dunk, and KG was like, in my head, I was like, don't do it. And then he looked at me, he's like, oh my God, he did it. Like, when KG's crazy ass thinks that you shouldn't do something, you know.
You already know, like, it's like, yeah, it's Hall of Fame worthy shit right there. That was a bad dunk. Good shout outs to Andrew Wiggins.
All right.
Anthony Edwards.
Yeah, I forgot.
You know, that's two disrespectful things in this episode. All right. Yeah,
disrespect, yo.
On that note, I'm kicking y'all out of my house.
I thought about the Wolves, and I thought about talented but otherwise irrelevant main members of the
Wolves. And he's keeping up with the disrespect. I need y'all out of my house with the disrespect. I'm going to finish my wings. It's been a good episode.
Yo, hold up. Before we end it, I want to give a shout out to my boy Julius Randle, first time All-Star. Yo, New York, we are back on the map. Shout out to my boy Bobby Shmurda. We need you to come back to New York.
You saw what the Knicks did for him? Yeah,
that's right. Of course, I saw what the Knicks. You live on the Garden. All we need you now to be live on the Coach's Challenge. Yo, come through. You invited personally.
The hat fell down over here, so we trying to give it back to you. So come through.
That's right. All right, we out. It's been real.
Thank you guys for stopping by. It's been another good episode of the Coach's Challenge podcast. We'll see you guys again next week. Don't forget to like and share the podcast and follow us on all of our social platforms. See you guys.
Keep to the cross, people.
Peace.